Good morning. This meeting is now in session. My name is Angela Ryder. I am the chair of the Arizona State Board of Massage Therapy, and it is Monday, December 19th, thank you, at 2022 at 9 a.m., and I'm calling this meeting to order. Folks, on this video conference, please mute yourselves until it is your opportunity to speak or if you've been called upon to eliminate any distractions of background noise. The chair of the Arizona State Board of Massage Therapy reserves the right to change the order of items published on this agenda, except for public hearings set for a specific time. During the board meeting and upon a vote of the majority of quorum, the board may go into executive session to obtain a legal advice from the board's attorneys pursuant to ARS 38-431.03A3 on any items listed on the agenda. All meeting attendees whose presence is not required in the executive session may remain in the board meeting room when the board withdraws to chambers for an executive session. Any and all legal action by board members will only take place in open session. In accordance with the open meeting law, the board has a civilities policy that prohibits any type of disorderly conduct that disrupts the board from carrying out its business. Individuals found violating this policy will be asked to modify their behavior and act civilly, and if the disorderly conduct continues, the person may be removed from the meeting. Executive Director, will you please call roll?
Yes, Madam Chair. Board Member Tapscott?
Present.
Board Member DeRoost?
Present.
Vice Chair Moon? And Chair Ryder?
Present.
You have three and one arriving later. You have a quorum.
Thank you. Pursuant to ARS 38-431.01H, the board may make an open call to the public during the public meeting that is subject to a reasonable time, which is only 3 minutes, place and manner restrictions to allow individuals to address the public body on any issues within the jurisdiction of the public body. However, members of the board are not allowed to discuss or take legal action on matters raised during an open call to the public unless the matters have been properly noticed for discussion and legal action. The board, however, may ask the staff to review a matter or may ask them that the matter be put on a future agenda. Please be advised that a call to public is not an opportunity for testimony for cases that are being reviewed by the board. Do we have a call to public? If so, you may raise your hand on the screen. And it appears that we do not have a call to public, so we will move on to the next agenda item. The board members should have had an opportunity to review the board packet for today. Are there any conflicts of interest? Very well. We currently do not have the open meeting minutes available for October 31st, 2022 and November 28th, 2022 to vote on, and they will hopefully be ready for us to accept in the coming year, in the new year. As of right now, we do not have a presenter today as it is so close to the holidays, so we will move on to the next agenda item. Upon a vote of a majority of the quorum, the board may go into executive session pursuant to ARS 38-431.03A2 to discuss or consider records exempt by law from the public inspection, including the receipt and discussion of information or testimony that is specifically required to be maintained as confidential by state or federal law. It is Monday, December 18th, 2022, video conference with the Arizona State Board of Massage Therapy, and we did have a hearing scheduled for this morning for case number 22-229, Juventino Tarazone, licensed massage therapist number 26887, but I do understand that we have a consent agreement for voluntary surrender that was submitted last night. Before we motion, on the consent agreement. Would Investigator David Elson please provide the board and the public with a summarization of this case?
Madam Chair, I don't think that's necessary. If you'd like, I can just give a, we have a preliminary matter, which is the consent agreement, since it's not agendized for today as a consent agreement, but I can present that to you and you can decide whether to accept that or not.
Thank you.
Okay. Good morning, board members, board chair. So there was a consent agreement that was negotiated in this matter. It came in this weekend from Mr. Terrazone's attorney. It is a voluntary surrender of licensure. It will be treated as a revocation. It will be reported to the National Practitioners Data Bank and placed on the board's website. And just as another aside, as this is a consent agreement and not an order, it's not appealable, which, you know, helps to kind of wrap this thing all up in a bow for us. But again, it will be treated as a revocation. Encompasses what is in the factual allegations. And if Mr. Terrazone comes back at a later time, the board could consider that voluntary surrender.
Thank you, Assistant Attorney General Monahan.
So I guess, so I should say, Madam Chair, if the board is willing to accept the consent agreement for revocation, that I would just request that you vacate the hearing for today and accept that consent agreement in lieu of hearing. Thank you.
Thank you. I move to vacate the hearing and accept the consent agreement for voluntary surrender of license number 26887 for Joventino Terrazone, case number 22-229.
Mrs. Board Member Durison, I'll second that motion.
And can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Overton? Unmute, please.
All right. Board Member DeRoost?
Aye.
Board Member Tapscott?
Aye.
Chair Ryder?
Aye.
3 ayes, 1 absent.
The motion passes. The consent agreement has been accepted.
Madam Chair, members of the board, I'm going to excuse myself at this time. I just wish everybody happy holidays, and I hope the rest of your board meeting goes well.
Thank you. Happy holidays to you as well.
Thank you, Mark.
Investigator Elson.
I believe that BK, the victim from the previous complaint, is online, that we can release her from watching the rest of the meeting if she needs to go someplace.
Yes, and I have discussed this with her yesterday, so she knew about the consent agreement. So, yes, if you'd like to release her, you can.
Thank you. All right, we don't have any formal interviews today. We do have investigative reviews. And our first investigative review is going to be case number 22-282 in regards to James Saylor, who has a revoked license of number 16208 as of February 28, 2022. This is a preliminary review of the information available to the board at this time, and it is not a hearing. The board may consider a cease and desist letter and refer the matter to law enforcement for prosecution. Is Mr. Saylor present at this meeting?
Yes.
And are you represented by counsel?
No.
Thank you. Investigator David Elson, would you please provide a summary of the complaint against James Saylor, who currently has a revoked license?
Yes, ma'am. Mr. Saylor was revoked by this board on February 28, 2022. Mr. Saylor was advertising on iBook Massage or Massage Book, and as part of a story, CBS's Inside Edition recently booked a massage with Mr. Saylor to see if he was in fact actively giving female clients massages. They booked him for a recent appointment. He arrived at the scheduled time and told us told them that he'd been a masseuse for the past 10-plus years and was giving massages. His license was revoked when they brought out the cameras to try to interview him. He packed up his stuff and left. When I received this information on December 6th, I went to iBook Massage and was able to book an appointment with Mr. Saylor under a fictitious name on December the 8th. So I booked a massage. I was able to book a massage with him on December the 8th at like 11:30 with his license being revoked. I included screenshots from the iBook Massage's website in the packet, where he even put his name and license number on there.
Okay. Mr. Saylor, do you wish to make a brief statement or present any information at this time?
Yeah, I'm not sure what iBook is. Any advertisements, as you refer to them, were probably, well, I know they were, put in probably 10 years ago, when I was actively, had an active business. So I'm really not sure. I know that they were free profiles that you could set up, again, which I had done. I'm not sure, obviously. You're making the point that it was like I just recently put them in there. They've been these profiles that were maybe active have been there for at least 10 years, 8 to 10 years. If I have failed to take them down, that's on me. But there are open free profiles I had on Yelp, Massage Book, Bing Places, Google, Yahoo Small Business, Yellow Pages, and Nextdoor. As far as I know now, everything has been taken down or discontinued. So I, like I say, I view that as just not taking the time to, I guess, do my due diligence. I am not practicing. I haven't practiced for, well, close to a year since my license was, I believe, inaccurately revoked. I'm 68 years old. I'm retired drawing Social Security. My wife is 67, retired drawing Social Security. I work as an Uber driver now. I have for a while since my license was revoked. My wife works part-time at two different restaurants as a waitress. The reason I'm interested in this is I want to know, after all this period of time on revocation of my license, why I was targeted out of the clear blue. And that is what threw up the red flag of the illegal solicitation.
But, Madam Chair, we're not here to discuss how or why that Inside Edition carried out their investigation. The point here is that Mr. Saylor showed up for an appointment regardless of the advertising. So maybe that's where you want to focus the conversation.
Agreed. Agreed. Yes,
absolutely. I would definitely like to address that, because I was out to pursue this. I was the hunted in this case. So I turned the table and become the hunter for a specific reason. I knew this was a scam from the get-go, and I'll give you a variety of reasons why I knew it was a scam, especially after consulting friends and attorneys and legitimate journalists that are professionally in the business. Number one, a phone call came in. The initial phone call came in on a burner phone, non-traceable. That was a huge red flag. That's what piqued my interest. That's the first thing that I check on any calls that I receive. Secondly, she said that she found me on Massage Book. I checked. I had friends check. I had my attorney representation check. I don't find myself having an active profile on massagebook.com.
I'm gonna pause you there for a second, Mr. Saylor. Investigator Ellison, you have your hand up.
He's on Massage Book right now. I'm at Massage Book, and I can request an appointment. Got his name and his picture right this second.
Okay. I'm going to pause everything right there because I believe we have enough information to proceed. Mr. Saylor, thank you for your statement, but we are going to move forward with this. Based on the information that we have, I move that the board staff issue a cease and desist letter and refer the matter to law enforcement.
This is Board Member Tapscott. I second that motion.
And can we do a roll call vote, please, Mr. Augerton?
Yes, Madam Chair. Board Member DeRoost?
Aye.
Vice Chair Moon? Board Member Tapscott?
Aye.
Chair Ryder?
Aye.
3 ayes, 1 absent.
The motion passes. Investigator Elston, you know what to do. We will send out a cease and desist letter and refer this matter to local law enforcement. Thank you.
Let me ask you one question, Madam Chair. Do you folks do you know what solicitation is?
We are very aware, Mr. Saylor, about this case is now concluded, so we are moving on.
Well, I'm sure.
Thank you for attending.
No, you didn't give me any opportunity to state my case. That's really poor.
The case is
very poor.
The case is concluded. We're moving on to the next. Thank you.
No, you're not welcome. It's very, very poor representation. I didn't get a chance.
I'm going to ask for the microphone to be cut off for this particular panel.
Thank you. All right. Moving on to the next license application that is requiring
very poor
board review.
Very poor. Very poor.
I think what we'll do, maybe, Madam Chair, is we'll take a recess if the staff's not able to mute that call.
Absolutely. Let's take a 5-minute
call. I think only the presenter can mute him. I can't. I try.
All right. And I need, Paul, I need you to mute that call. And if you could confirm when that's done, we're able to continue.
It shows that he has left the meeting, Tom.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, then let's go ahead and proceed. So our next case is case 22-259, Shue Wang. I apologize if I have not pronounced that correctly. I am doing my best. This is a preliminary review of the information available to the board at this time. It is not a hearing. The board may consider a motion to accept or deny the initial license application for Shue Wang. All parties, please be advised that the board does require you to be on camera, unmuted, as well as your represented counsel. Is the applicant present in this meeting? And if so, are you represented by counsel?
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Yes.
Are you represented by counsel?
No, I represent myself.
Thank you. Investigator David Elson, will you please provide a summary of your investigation of Ms. Wang? And also, were you able to secure Scottsdale Police Investigator Brian Wolf to attend this review?
Yes, Brian, Detective Wolf is here with us on the meeting today.
Thank you.
I received information. I got a application for licensure from Ms. Lang. On the application, there was some problems with her application. Her fingerprints were sent off. During the course of the fingerprints being sent off, I've received a couple of complaints about Peaceful Spa in Scottsdale. And then I got a call from Mr. Wolf, Detective Wolf, stating that he believes some people were there working without licenses and asked to verify a license. I attempted to verify her license and shared with him that her license, she was not licensed yet. We exchanged pictures and identified her as being one of the people working at Peaceful Spa without a license.
Thank you. And may I ask a question before we move on? Detective Brian Wolf, can you confirm the individual on the screen is in fact the individual that you were searching for the license, Ms. Lang?
Based on, yes, I can.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Wang, do you wish to make a brief statement or present any information at this time?
Yes, like last time, so I say I didn't work at the spa. I stopped there to ask him about buying this business. And I saw at the, I sat at the front desk and watched the customer. And I took the customer into the room. The owner, she knew everything. So you can call the owner, ask, what did I do? I guess someone gave the police false information. Someone wrongfully retaliated against me. How can the police ask, make this claim that I was working there when they never came inside and spoken with me? So the police, they can give me ticket if they went to the massage place, they have authority to ask me show the license and give me ticket.
Thank you for your statement, Ms. Wang. Mr. Wolf, do you have anything that you would like to add?
At this time, I do not, because it's an ongoing investigation.
Okay, thank you. And Investigator Elson, do you have anything that you would like to add?
Not everything I have was in the report.
Okay, thank you. Do any board members have any questions that they would like to ask Ms. Wang?
I have a quick question.
Yes.
Detective Wolf, can you confirm or not whether Ms. Wang is part of that investigation?
She is. Once she was identified, she is part of it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Based upon the information presented at this meeting and the findings of fact and statute of rule violations identified in the investigative report, ARS 32-4253, I move to deny the licensure for Xu A. Wang, case number 22-259. May I have a second?
For my clarification, we're just based off of the falsification. Is that what you were?
Yes.
Okay. I board member Drew, so I'll second that.
And can we have a roll call vote?
Yes, Madam Chair. Board Member Tapscott? Board Member Tapscott?
Nay, I want to have further discussion on this. I can't vote on this without talking about it a little bit more. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It's a roll vote. I have to say no right now, but I'm just saying I just need a tiny bit more discussion.
Do you want to rescind the motion? And then
I will rescind the motion, okay. And you
just
will.
For a moment. Okay. Yeah. I just want to understand what we're voting on, and if it's an ongoing investigation, should we wait? Should we postpone this and wait until that's in, or I just want to understand the exact premise of what we're denying the license on.
That is an option you have at this time, since we have heard that she is part of the investigation, that you could stay the decision on her license until the investigation is finished.
That would be something I would be a little bit more inclined to do.
So to postpone, or do you deny and then she can reapply? It's just a postpone.
It's just a postponement due to the fact that she's under investigation. We have information that she may have been practicing without a license.
Okay.
Can she falsify her application for licensure by stating that English was her native language?
Ms. Wang, do you have a license in another state, or are you applying for initial licensure?
Yes, I have a Florida license.
So it can't be off of that. If it's for reciprocity, then it can't be off of the falsification for English language competency.
I don't believe that was marked what type of license it was on the application.
Yeah.
I'm checking right now.
No, it wasn't. I'm just saying, because it's clearly a reciprocity application, it's not a relevant question.
Okay. Mr. Tapscott, would you care to make a motion?
I make a motion that we postpone weighing in on this license until this investigation is complete, until the police investigation is complete.
This is Board Member Bruce, and I second that.
And a roll call vote, please, Mr. Augerton.
Board Member Tapscott?
Aye.
Board Member DeRoost?
Aye.
Vice Chair Moon? Chair Ryder?
Aye.
3 ayes, 1 absent.
The motion passes. This case will be postponed until the investigation by Scottsdale Police is concluded. Thank you. Our next case. Did you have something, Mr. Elson?
I was thanking Detective Wolf for coming to the meeting today.
Thank you. Yes, thank you, Mr. Wolf, for being present today.
Thank you.
Our next case, 22-271, Caiyu Feng Xu. This is a preliminary review of the information available to the board at this time. It is not a hearing. The board may consider a motion to accept or deny the initial license application for Caiyu Feng Xu. All parties, please be advised that the board requires you to be on camera, unmuted, as well as your representing counsel. Is the applicant present at this meeting? And it appears that she is not. Investigator David Elson, will you please provide a summary of your investigation of Ms. Xu?
Yes, ma'am. On June 22nd, 2022, applicant applied for her Arizona massage license. On her application, she answered no to the question, have you been charged or convicted of a misdemeanor involving prostitution, solicitation, or other similar offenses involving moral turpitude that is reasonably related to the practice of massage therapy? After a comprehensive fingerprint background check, it was determined that in November of 2014, applicant was charged by the Long Beach, California Police Department with solicitation and engaging in prostitution. I sent her a letter notifying her of the application review, requesting court dispositions for the charge, if it was dismissed or what happened, and a written statement, and she has failed to reply to either any of my communications with her.
Thank you, Mr. Elson. Do any board members have any questions that you would like to ask Investigator Elson at this time? And would you care to make a motion, or would you like to leave it up to me?
And Madam Chair, if we are going to make a motion, if we can make them, and if you don't agree with me, let me know, but if we could predicate that motion on her inability to be regulated by not providing the information to the board as required, that would be better grounds for denial.
Thank you. All right. Based upon the information presented at this meeting and the findings of fact and statute rule violations identified in the investigative report, ARS 32-4253, and the inability to regulate this individual based on lack of disposition provided, I move to deny licensure for Kai Yu Feng Xu, case number 22-271.
This is Board Member DeRay Smell. Second that motion.
And a roll call vote, please.
Yes, Mr. Chair. Board Member Tapscott?
Aye.
Board Member DeRoost?
Aye.
Vice Chair Moon? Chair Ryder?
Aye.
Three ayes, one absent.
The motion passes. This license is denied. And this concludes the licensing application review for this case. Our next case, 22-273, Amber Cole, who is an applicant. This is a preliminary review of the information available to the board at this time, and it is not a hearing. The board may consider a motion to accept or deny the initial application license for Amber Cole. All parties, please be advised that the board requires you to be on camera, unmuted, as well as your represented counsel. Is the applicant present in this meeting today?
I believe that she is. She may have to figure out, if she's on the phone, she may have to hit *6, or she may just have to unmute herself.
Okay. We'll wait for a moment.
Madam Chair, she was on prior, but I don't see her on now.
Okay. Is there an opportunity where we might be able to get her back on?
I can try to call her as well. I can do.
Okay. How about we take a 5-minute comfort break while we do that? All right, returning from our comfort break, we are back in session. It is 9:40 a.m. And Investigator Elson, were you able to get a hold of Ms. Cole?
I got her voicemail, and I left a voicemail stating that you were on a four-minute comfort break by the time I got to her, and her case would be heard next if she wanted to rejoin the call.
Okay. In the meantime, then, Investigator Elson, could you please provide a summary of your investigation of Ms. Cole?
Okay. Give me one second. I'm going to it. I lost it. Okay. On August 10th, 2022, applicant applied for Arizona massage therapist license. On her application, she answered no to the question, have you been charged or convicted of a misdemeanor involving prostitution, solicitation, or other similar offense involving moral turpitude that is reasonably related to the practice of massage? After a comprehensive fingerprint background check, the investigation found that on July 12, 2017, applicant was convicted of engaging in prostitution by the Oklahoma City Police Department in Oklahoma. And I sent her a, on December, well, I sent her two, the second one being December 15th, I sent her a, November 10th, I sent her a notice of receipt of complaint asking her to send any paperwork and a detailed statement involving the grounds for disciplinary action, and she failed to do so. She did email me and say, I'll get you the statement Monday, because this was like on a Friday. I never got anything Monday. I've attempted to call her twice, and I didn't get an answer. And then on December the 15th, I sent her a notice of application consideration going before the board.
Okay. Thank you. Do board members have any questions that you would like to ask Investigator Elson?
Yeah, this is Board Member Tapscott. Investigator Elson, how many attempts over how much time has been made to you know, get a statement from this individual?
In my previous experience as an investigator, we usually give them we allow them a phone call, an email, and see if they respond, and she hasn't responded to either. So my first letter to, my first correspondence with her was when I noticed her, it's in the packet on November 10th, 2022, okay. And it says in there you have 20 days from the day of this letter to respond to the board. Please provide all police reports and court documents from your arrest. And the only thing she did is email me back, say you'll have it Monday. And I've emailed her back, to which she hasn't responded, and I've actually tried to call her twice, but I haven't gotten a response.
So you've established contact.
Yeah, she responded to it.
And been promised responses that you have not received.
She responded to the first thing, said I'd have a statement Monday, which I never received.
Thank you.
And board members, well, Ms. Cole is not a felony bar because she falls just, I think, a month or two outside that five-year period. Pursuant to 4253A4, she still has a conviction for prostitution. So if you are considering denying the license, then you would predicate it on 4253A4.
Okay. There was a question I was going to ask, and it escaped me. this is an initial license, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so it's not a reciprocity. She hasn't been licensed anywhere else.
No.
And just for the record, it wouldn't matter in this case because she does have the conviction.
I was just confirming that. Do any board members wish to make a motion? Or I'll do it. Okay. Based upon the information presented at this meeting and the findings and fact and statute rule violations identified in the investigative report, ARS 32-4253 and under 4253.84, I move to deny the licensure for Amber Cole.
This is Board Member Drew, and I'll second that motion.
And a roll call vote, please. Unmute, Mr. Alberton.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Board Member DeRoost?
Aye.
Vice Chair Moon. Board Member Tapscott.
Aye.
Chair Ryder.
Aye.
3 ayes, 1 absent.
The motion passes. This license will be denied for Amber Cole. That concludes this license application review. Next on our agenda, we have the Board Investigator Report. Senior Investigator David Elson III, would you please provide the Board with your investigative report?
Yes, Madam Chair. Since the last Board meeting, we've had 7 new cases, three of which have been closed because they were outside of statutory authority, and the other 4 are ongoing. We've received 15 new applications for licensure, and the prints are in the process of being processed. And we have about 45 outstanding prints waiting back from DPS. I did hear from, do you want me to go into what I heard from DPS?
Yes, please.
DPS called me and said that we're kind of in this together with them. They were a little frustrated with us saying that
David, should we just do that under the next agenda item? Do you just want to do your report now and then
my report's over.
Okay. Okay. If the board would like to, you can go into executive session and David can join us real quick. That's it.
Okay. Let's go into executive session then.
Is there a second?
Board Member Lewis, may I second that motion?
And that's for legal advice on item number, is this 10?
Yes. Could somebody text me the link as well?
Okay. See you in there.
Thank you.
Tom, are you going to email me the link?
Yes, I will do so.
Okay.